98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Listen to 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Listen to the app. I was listening to it when I got out of range in my own vehicle going up there to Portland, Maine. You can take it everywhere you go. Also, you can listen at home or in your office on your smart speaker. Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's that easy. There's a, they built a very nice studio for us here in Dorchester. And obviously, the commute for a lot of people is not great, but you live with that. One thing, though, that is really, really hindering my experience here is there's no private bathroom. Now, John, I know you've
always been someone who has not been a fan of being in the same room as other people when you have to take care of business.
When especially I don't like it when someone else is doing it. I find it offensive when two people are doing it next to each other. It just shows a lack of any kind of gentlemanliness.
I'm sure they'd rather not be if they didn't have to.
But when do you really have to?
A lot.
No, but like have to.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I put it this way. I don't go number two unless I have to.
Right.
Number one's just kind of like, all right, maybe I should do this because
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem peeing.
But yeah, no, I never just like go to the bathroom, like, you know, and sit down unless it has to happen at work.
Okay. But and so how often would you say that is?
Three times a week.
Ooh. But like an emergency.
Yeah, but most of the time I do it before anyone gets here, like early in the morning when no one's here.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
No, when people are here, very rarely, very rarely.
I never one time at the station in Brighton used the public bathroom.
How do you have such... Oh, because we had the other one. I seriously...
It was a private bathroom.
Oh, okay,
it was
okay.
Tucked away in a glorious small corner. Now, after Salesforce left, there was no one there.
I didn't know about it for 4 years. For 4 years, I didn't know that bathroom was there.
Oh, yeah, I found it out immediately.
There were two of them. There were two of them in the old building.
Yeah, because if you had to, you could go upstairs.
Middle floor. Yeah, right. Bang the U-turn and top of the staircase.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And then if you could look around and make sure no one from the other radio station was there.
I didn't know about that one.
No, it was life-changing. It really was. Yeah. When I found that, it was life-changing.
I've never seen the bathroom with a shower in it. Ever. No.
Well, we got in trouble for it once we did some bit with Adolfo and he used it to clean off.
That's right.
The custodians complained and like they were like...
Then what uses a shower?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what it's kind of like. So?
Then why put one in there? The shower's here, but you can't clean off with it.
Yeah, they're like, you like made a mess in the shower. And the custodians complained. And I'm like, okay.
Who's taking work showers anyway?
There's a bathroom with a shower here. Apparently, there's like a gym here.
There is?
Here?
Yeah.
In this building?
I
really?
Think so.
I've never
is there?
Seen, really?
Does that? No, I'm getting a no from the other room.
Wow. All right. That was a big thumbs down.
I guess okay. not.
There's all a right. shower here, though, right?
There is a shower. But there's no gym? Okay, then that's
there's
weird.
There's a co-ed shower. It's left over from the 70s.
But that is strange to me. It's like, somebody who showers at work. And
well,
there's
how about
not
people
gym,
who brush their teeth at work?
Well, that's understandable because there's some people who have to brush after every meal.
You don't have to do it.
Well, there's people that feel that they have to.
Okay, well, good. Then you might as well have someone defecate in your mouth because there's... There's poo particles that are all over the place.
In there, you brush your teeth.
No, they did a Mythbusters on it.
Okay, well, I mean, see, I would, even me, and you know how kind of freaked out I am about a lot of germs, I would have no problem brushing my teeth at work. None.
Well, first of all, you look like a psychopath when you're brushing your teeth at work.
Not like taking a shower at work. Then you really look like a psychopath.
Say I ride my bike to work, and I ride my bike to work as people tend to do. And I'm very sweaty, and there's a bathroom with a shower in it, which I can lock the door. See, at least you're getting clean.
It's still weird. It's still weird, man. You know, because the first thing you think when you see somebody taking a shower at work is, who got kicked out of their house?
No, I don't. I disagree.
Where are they sleeping at the station?
No, I disagree. You know, people work out. Maybe they didn't have time for the shower at work. They wanted to get here, or they bike into work, and they don't want to be like a smelling mess for people around them. I can agree with that. But yeah, if you brush your teeth at work,
brush your teeth to take a shower
yes,
at work?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's
do.
Why there's a
absolutely
shower here.
Yes.
Well, there's sinks here. That's way weird.
There's sinks here to wash your hands.
No, it's not.
There's not sinks here to go brush your teeth in a room filled with disgusting man crap.
I mean, it's,
I'm sure that the women's bathroom is luxurious with couches and flowers and everything.
Dan, is it weirder to take a shower or brush your teeth at work?
I'm with you, Rich. So it's two against two. It's really weird if you're taking a shower at work.
To get completely nude at work.
And I don't care. Strange. Bird was trying to say it has the feel of like a locker room gym. Fred, I can understand why you think it might be a gym. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm not taking a shower at work.
Where is this gym?
I brush my teeth at work. Right,
yeah, with the gym. Where did you?
Apparently, everything is downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
I've shaved at work.
Oh.
Well, that's, I mean, that's.
Yeah, I've done that before. No,
all right, Alex, go ahead.
I mean, I'll do you guys one better. I move at work anywhere from an average of 3 to 4 times a day.
Ooh. What's wrong with also, you?
Oh, no, I mean, I just have an efficient metabolism. I also brush my teeth, no problem. There's a gym at work, so I shower after the gym. But I'll do a fourth one that you haven't talked about. I don't want to leave my own bathroom a mess. So I groom my body hair in a bathroom at work and lock the door behind me every 5 to 6 weeks.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You don't want to make a mess at home.
It's so he wants to make a mess at work. But how embarrassing is that? If like somebody sees like the leftover residue and knows
it's Robin Williams. Like, you're going to leave that big a mess?
That's a situation, Robin Williams.
Yeah, that guy's got a nickname at work. Hairy. His coworkers totally have a nickname for him that he doesn't know about yet.
I think there is a gym here.
Where?
The woman who just was over there, who apparently works here, was shaking her head. Nope, no gym.
I think there might be a gym here.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure, I mean, I think it's like an elliptical and, you know, like one of those machines from the 80s. They had the chest thing where you could like move it in and out.
Yeah, or just sure. The thing you strap around your stomach and it shakes you.
Well, that works. That's been proven to work.
Shakes the fat right off.
But, I mean, it has become a concern for me that there's no private bathroom. It's going to really, it's a game changer.
So what does that mean? I mean, if you got to go, what are you going to do? Do you have that kind of monk-like restraint where you just will be able to find a happy place?
Well, the problem is that also we're not in the world's greatest area, so it's not like I can go and like run somewhere and use it. Because at 99X, when we were first in the building, there was a hotel that was...
Oh, it was a luxurious bathroom at that hotel, too.
It was all right, so you did it, too.
Oh, well, I've had to stop there. That was an ESL for me, an emergency blank location.
I hadn't heard it called
if
that.
If you're ever driving around, you know where the cleanest ones in the city are. The ones where nobody gives you any guff. If you just walk in and use the restroom and leave.
Isn't there an app?
That's your ESL. There's got
to
be one.
Oh, you know what happened to me at that hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I was using the bathroom. It was like on the third floor, and it was where the meetings rooms were, and there was never anyone using the meeting rooms. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like taking my time and enjoying myself. And all of a sudden, one of the conference room empties and like 15 dudes come in and I'm like, no, emergency yeah. Flush, emergency flush.
Oh, hang on. Line four. There's an ESL that's kind of near my place that if I'm just kind of like walking home and for some reason it's just, I can't get there in time. I know this place is the best in the city because it's even got like towels that are real towels to wash your hands.
Ew, that's kind of gross.
It's kind of nice.
Do you throw them away?
You just throw them in like this hamper, and then they come out all stacked up.
Well,
it's Paul Stanley hiding in the hamper. Yes.
Oh, only hand towels.
Yeah, only hand towels, not jockstrap.
All right. Not cool. All right, John, go ahead, sir.
So one time I was at a urinal at a job, and there was this new security guard. He's from overseas. And I'm just using the urinal, you know, taking a pee, and the guy comes up next to the urinal next to me. He's taking a pee and go to wash my hands, and I look up in the mirror. He's got his hands in the water running down from the urinal, and he splashes it on his face and washes his face in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So I had to, this is the last thing we'll stop talking about going to the bathroom. But so I had to go to the bathroom on the way back from Maine. And so I said to my wife, I'm like, let's stop at the New Hampshire border, you know, like where the welcome center and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a series of porta potties. Oh, it is?
Yeah, and they're really clean.
Oh, that's not the one that's got the stop center with the common man?
The liquor.
Oh, the liquor place.
The liquor place.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The tax-free liquor.
Yeah. So there's a liquor place, and it's just it's a 90-degree day, and there's just about 10 outhouses in a row.
Oh, yeah. That's when the words Hampton Inn just ring a home.
I've often thought about stopping there to go to the bathroom. I never have. I've always wondered. You've answered that question.
Well, I've assumed that there was some kind of shenanigans going. I've assumed there would be some sort of...
It's a big building. You figure they might have...
It's a giant building.
It might have a bathroom in it. Apparently not for the public.
They did not get my business, I'll tell you that.
Yes, Dan.
Well, Nick and Bird were fighting over who was going to go find the locker room / gym. Nick went downstairs. He said, there's a locker room with a shower. There's no gym.
Okay, I think
it looks. It gives the impression that it could be, but it is not.
Wait, could you do push-ups?
What's up? I can't
hear. All right.
Can you do push-ups in there, Nick?
No.
Yes, you could.
You could if you really wanted to.
All right. Ray Lewis gave his, we'll continue with Ray Lewis. He gave his wonderful speech. And
5-15-75.
Remember those numbers because they come into play incoherently several times.
Crazy, right?
Here is the CBS Sports Minute.
Tutcher and Rich sounds great.
Oh, really?
Plus angry. And now, gluten-free.
Well, I can't have that.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich. We took a couple calls earlier. The first caller of the hour is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you in Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MohiganSun.com. And we just kind of freestyled the last bit because it's really just all conversation until we start talking about Ray Lewis again. But I had a feeling that it has to be broken up a little bit. And we'll have more tomorrow because there's no way we're getting it to all of it today.
You're probably right.
Dude, we did 15 minutes and we did a minute and 34 of his talk. And again, I apologize to people who think I interrupted too much. But there is so much great stuff in this. He, if you don't know, he said he would not be, they made an announcement he would not be speaking into a podium, at a podium. So he put on his, Rich referred to it, and it's a good way to put it, a Bobby Brown thing, like with headphones with a mic connected to it, like a telemarketer would use.
Right.
And he got up on stage and he began to be incoherent.
5-15-75.
He said, remember that number.
Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
He said to his coach, at Miami, said, we only have the numbers 5 and 2 available. So, Ray Lewis, do you have that?
I do not. So, give me 52.
So, he said, give me 52. And then he goes, isn't God crazy?
Be dope. That's God's number.
That's where 52 was, you know? And
signed one of the last scholarships ever given.
Well, I mean, I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said they had a 5 and a 2 left. And so he said he'd take the number 52.
Right, you know?
And have you got any explanation about why that's God's number?
Well, I know.
B-Dog, that's God's number.
Oh, it's completion, as he said.
I don't even know who B-Dog is.
Well, all I know is that he started, like, telling you about...
The chant just said, dog is God spelled backwards.
B-Dog, that's God's number.
Well, that's my own thing with the reading. I was looking in the mirror.
I play 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47. I get inducted and go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame Super Bowl 52. Man, God, something else.
What?
Listen, all I know is that, you know.
You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change.
Like 12.
A lot of people know that Tom Hanks was 52 when he did The Man with One Red Shoe.
Okay. Numbers.
Numbers.
I just want a shirt with his face on it that says...
Numbers. 5-15-75.
In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Ronnie paid $1,000 to have the girl pretend to like him.
Crazy, right?
Remember that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now remember that.
Okay, I'm going to, because that never has attitude.
He was going to buy a telescope, Rich.
I heard, yes, buddy.
But he had to buy the suede jacket for the girl.
Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Her mother said not to take the jacket, Rich.
75. And then he took the jacket. Wine got spilled on it. 14. And Ron had mowed all those lawns. You know how many lawns he mowed?
How many?
140.
Numbers.
That number has attitude.
Well, that one was sassy, yeah. Okay. Had a little attitude on it.
All right.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
So let's continue. He opens up with a thing about numbers, and then he turns to his family.
There's nothing in life that I will not sacrifice for my babies. My first son, Ray the Third, Rayshawn.
Okay. Continue. Yeah, all right. So they're showing his family. All right, they're showing.
Are they all sitting there like, get the camera off?
Well, at one point, yes.
All right, here we go.
My first son, Ray the Third, Rayshawn, Diamond, Rasan, Raylan, Raven, KK. And what I love the most is our relationship. Because I told you the greatest thing I can give you as a father is the truth. What I didn't have, the touches and the hugs and the kisses that I give you, I never had that. I never had a father physically touch me and tell me he loved me. That's why I hug you guys so much. That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
He's talking about kids, so I'll leave that one.
All four kids, by the way.
They're all grown.
I know. All four kids are looking at him. They're all shaking their heads going,
as soon as he's like, get that camera off me.
Nope. I want no part of this.
I just...
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
All four kids are like, oh, get me out of here.
Now come up here on stage one at a time and let daddy give you a smooch.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. So there's one point where he's talking about all the people and he's going through his years playing with, I don't know what he's talking about, but apparently it sounds like he's trying to go in chronological order of his time with the Ravens. And then he gets to around 99, 2000, where we know obviously some bad things happened.
Right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get to where it sounds like he's about to start talking about the incident.
Baltimore.
I think the Raybot 2000 just shut down.
That's right. There's a glitch.
That's right.
I remember that. 5-15-75.
That's right.
5-15-75.
I told you, I'm going to say Baltimore that many times. Baltimore 1, Baltimore 2. There's 5-15-75 bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down, pass it around. 104 bottles of beer on the wall.
Baltimore! 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 Ready? Go. The greatest visionary ever. The greatest visionary ever to me was Art Modell.
Oh, Jesus.
He was like Kreskin. He could take a pack of cards and he'd say, look at the card, don't show it to me. Then I would say, I'll take the 5, the 15, and the 7 and the 5.
5-15-75.
And every time he could produce it, he would take two rings and he'd say, Ray, try to get him apart. And I'd say, Art, I can't do it. And then Art Modell would take them, and voila, he could separate them.
And he magically removed an NFL franchise from one city in the middle of the night and moved it to another. A visionary.
Hey, people of Ohio, where I'm speaking, in Canton, Art Modell's the best. Remember when he took your team?
I just heard that. It's like, out of all the people you're going to mention tonight as the biggest visionary, I don't think that really comes across.
No, I'm in Canton, Ohio. Hey. Remember, hey, Illinois, Chicago, remember John Wayne Gacy?
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I make my own clown paintings.
A vision. This team taught me grown man football.
That's what 2000 taught me. But I tell you, there was a moment in my life, and I want to kind of get to this moment. There's a moment. My guy, Rex.
Okay, so right here, they're showing Rex Ryan's face.
And he's got, and he's just like, oh, boy.
It's like, my guy, Rex. He goes, you know, there's something I want to talk about. And I think that everyone knows kind of what's coming. And he goes, my guy, Rex. They show Rex Ryan's face as he's about to launch into this. And it's like,
he's mortified.
Of all the people to put the camera on, he's thinking, why did you put it on me when he's going to talk about this?
Yeah, he's mortified.
And it stayed on him for like 30 seconds.
He's like, oh, boy.
And everyone else in the organization is going, please don't mention my name.
Yeah, please don't talk please about
it. Don't say my name.
1999, 2001 may have been some of the darkest moments of my life.
But Rex Ryan enabled me.
And Rex is like, I should nod my head here.
Rex Ryan, you will someone who will help snatch my jacket. You said, Ray, don't cut vertically, horizontally. That way the guts come out.
But I tell you something. When God says, can you hear me now? He sends you a family
of Verizon phones.
You just saw a random ad.
Yeah, wait. What's that say? Can you hear me now?
When you're in trouble, just remember, just do it.
I tried to call the police, but they said, can you hear me now? And I said, no, I don't have enough bars. I can't hear you now. I'm trying to confess. Tell you what's going on.
Can you hear me now? He sends you a family to make sure you're okay while you're going through what you're going through. What you did for me, what my Atlanta family did for me, Mona Lisa, that's the tale. What y'all did for me.
Mona Lisa, that's the tale.
Just, is he naming paintings now?
No, he's just playing cards with Rex Ryan. I know you, Rex, every time you show the Mona Lisa, that's the tale.
Mona Lisa, that's the...
Oh, you got a good hand, Rex. You just showed me the Mona Lisa.
I get it.
All right.
What my Atlanta family did for me, Mona Lisa, that's the tale. What y'all did for me, Steve Bisciotti. What you believed in me
and kept letting me play and make money.
Steve Bisciotti's like, God, why'd you mention me?
You didn't suspend me or say two words to me because I was good at football. You let it all help me sweep it all under the rug.
By the way, what you're about to play, not edited. Not edited.
All right.
What you believed in me? Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps. What? You sat in the same house looking at each other. What we said, Baltimore is our city.
Hang on. So he's in the middle of talking about like when he was in trouble for murder. And he goes,
right.
What you guys did for me during that dark time. Michael Phelps, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Florence Henderson.
I mean, just like.
What you believed in me? Michael Phelps. That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Right, I mean, Michael Phelps is like...
Michael Phelps, is he there?
Yes, he was there.
Yeah.
He was sitting right behind Bisciotti.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shanana.
Bowser.
Bowser, keep flexing that arm. Bow-da-bow-bow-bow-bow-bow-bow-bow. Get a job. What? I'm just singing. Here, I'm singing doo-wop.
Okay, just because it's random and it's behind you?
Well, I look at things and say what they are.
Okay, all right, just naming things.
Did you notice I wrote nothing out for this?
I can tell.
Because what would have been the point?
I don't know.
Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft was there.
All right, here are the headlines.
5:15:75. That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub. You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bogarts with a chopper up the third baseline for Andujar. Long throw. Balls and a strike. Bounced up the middle. And through. And that's how the Red Sox have locked it off tonight.
For the Yankees, you know, they come in here 4.5 back, hoping to gain ground, and they lead 9.5. This loss in particular is devastating, is a painful one. And to think Tanaka to waste that very good start, Betances, Britton all pitch well. The lesson for the Yankees is they still have a ways to go here. Besides just getting Sanchez and Aaron Judge back, you have to catch the ball to win in October. And in Duhar, he's just got to tighten up his defense a little bit. And we saw Gleyber Torres is making some mental mistakes. This is the type of time of year you want to tighten everything.
Echoing the sentiments of Cora on Sunday before the game, or on Saturday night, I should say, you got to be able to make the routine play. You got to be able to make those plays in order to win. Cora getting kicked out on Saturday, taking issue with Mookie Betts. High and inside.
Apparently, Dustin Pedroia texted him that night and said congratulations on getting kicked out of the game for the first time.
As he ate bonbons and cried in front of the TV watching it.
Somebody else taking his spot.
You would have to assume that if you're Dustin Pedroia, that you want the team to fail miserably because you're not on it. Like, if you get hurt, do you want the team to win the World Series?
He gets another ring.
I know you get a ring, yeah. But it's not. It's like
as a de facto captain of the team. Of course, you get a ring. What's wrong with you?
You want the ring.
Managing from Arizona.
He's accepted what he is and where he's at. I mean, I don't think that he's got any kind of delusions of grandeur that he's going to be coming back to this team because they're going to all of a sudden need him. I mean, he knows where he is health wise. I think he's accepted it, and I think if you get a ring out of it, yeah, you'd be rooting for your team.
Nope. I wouldn't. So, I'd want him to fail.
But you're a petty bastard.
Maybe so, but I bet you if you put people on a lie detector test that they would feel the same way. You want your absence to be felt.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
He probably also gets a little more money. I mean, I know it's not a ton more, but doesn't he get bonuses?
I do. Playoff shares.
Yeah. The playoff shares are hysterical.
Yeah, they are pretty funny. If you look at them.
$25,000. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, man. Hey.
This is great. Put that right next to the $18 million I'm making this season.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the incentives he might have on his deal, but do you qualify for the incentives if you're not playing? Like if you,
it depends on his contract,
no,
I guess.
But if you have an incentive that if the team wins the World Series, you get a certain amount of money. If you're not playing, is that still an effect?
There's probably I think there's probably a percentage of games that you have to play during the season. Like you might not actually be on the World Series roster, but I think that if you contributed to them getting there that season, then that might be the case.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
I've seen that in the NFL before. Right. So.
So, anyway, the Red Sox have. No one's catching them. They've won the American League.
I mean, if this isn't the most impressive weekend that you could. I mean, it couldn't have ended any better. Everything. David Price was tested, and I know, John, you are blown away by what he did. I thought it was fine.
Blown away. I said he pitched well. You said, okay.
I said he did fine.
He was better than fine.
I don't take anything from his performance because there was absolutely no pressure. It was the Yankees and whatever, but it was a non-pressure game.
Considering his first two starts against them this season, I think they were combined 4 1/3 innings.
You're once again then using a different standard.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Considering how poorly he has pitched against this team this season, I understand the pressure will never be any less on him than it was last night.
Right.
They literally had nothing to lose last night.
Right.
He went out there and pitched well. And I will take it because they need him pitching well in October.
Well, there's a black and white to it. There's either you believe that this is a sign that he can pitch in October, or you look at his history in October, and you look at his history against the Yankees.
I think we're building a pyramid of success here. Right now, we're at the base.
Fair enough.
I think we're at the five-person base, and we have to climb our way to the top.
Now, I'm not saying the Red Sox aren't by far a better team than the Yankees right now, but I am saying that I'm not over the moon with David Price and his performance. And sure, he didn't suck. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, put me on Sunday Night Baseball when we have a 6.5-game lead or 7.5-game lead.
You couple that with his last start, which is also very good. I mean, he's learning to walk before he runs. I would rather have this happen now and have him up and sprinting at the end of September. You see what I mean? I mean, this is the beginning. This could be the beginning of something here. And I will take it.
Could be.
All things considered, how David Price's attitude, how poorly he's pitched, the crap back and forth with the media. I mean, now he's shutting up and pitching, which is a step in the right direction. So I'll take it.
Until he faces adversity again, and then we can see where he's at.
We'll see. Absolutely. You're right. He might crawl right back into his hole, and things will be a disaster. But in order for the Red Sox to win a World Series, he has to be a solid, close to spectacular number two starter.
Right.
Against the opponents he's going to be facing.
Okay, I'll put it this way. When they signed David Price, did you assume like a game like last night would be very impressive for him?
Yes. When you sign a guy to a $200 million contract, you expect him to be the ace.
No, what I'm saying is...
To be blown away by what he did.
What he did last night.
Give up two runs and six plus? No.
No, but that's basically what you... I mean, he's not going to do that every time, I mean, but that's a quality start.
Yes.
And good for him. But the fact that we, as people in Boston, look at that and go, like, way to go, Dave.
No, the bar has been lowered. Rich is right. I mean, you're looking at it through a different prism. Sure you are.
You pitched a good game with no pressure on a Sunday night that was 4.5 hours. That was the longest game of the season, by the way.
Longest? It's got to be the longest 9-inning game of the season. I was thinking about this. I don't think...
It went to 10.
Longest... 10-inning, whatever the case may be, but I don't think...
Dan has checked it like 5 times.
It's 4.5 hours at the longest baseball game this season?
I'm just reading the notes that the Red Sox send every night, John. I don't know if you get them, but...
Oh, here we go. Yep. Here we go. I'm sorry, I was up early watching the end of the game, unlike you. I apologize.
Oh, Johnny just took you to the woodshed. John was
sorry. I actually watched the games instead of read about them afterwards.
Hey, sucker. Like a loser, I got up at 3 to watch the end of the
game. Damn right.
Because Lord knows I couldn't look at highlights or read about it.
Got to get a feel for it. Ask Dan Roach.
At 4 hours and 39 minutes, tonight's game was the Sox's longest game of 2018.
Okay, the Sox's longest game. I thought he meant Major League Baseball's longest game. That's my fault. Dan, I completely misunderstood what you were saying.
Okay, I don't know.
My fault, Dan. My
fault. Stat. I think you just incorrect statted everyone.
I think that the Wallaholics are a little disappointed right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Dan, all I know is that for a moment there...
Bing! You just got walloped!
Yep. Everyone bring out your joy buzzers.
Okay, by the way...
So the shortest game and the longest game of the season.
Yeah, I guess Sunday with short...
Porcello's
215, 215,
right?
So last night's game, even though it was twice as long.
You just mentioned something, Dan, or maybe it was you all, who said, go ask Dan Roach. I would like to ask Dan Roach.
Dan Roach won't do our show.
This is weird, because it's the first thing I thought this morning, because I saw him tweeting last night, and this is one from 12:30 last night. It says, greatest, period, night/morning, period, ever.
Yeah, so we wanted to have him on because he gets so excited, but like Dan won't fill in for anyone anymore.
Mm.
I imagine
he won't come on the show.
I imagine him this morning like Julie Andrews in the Sound of Music. Just running through the hills.
You texted him.
I texted him. I haven't heard
you
back.
You texted him. Dan called him and texted him, and I called him.
I need to hear Dan this morning because I love it he's in a great mood.
Like, he has an issue with the show.
What?
Rich, I have no idea. But there's literally no explanation. Dan, don't you think at this point that he has an issue with the show?
I don't believe that. I think he's in full-blown Patriots mode for doing the game Thursday night right here on the Sports Hub. First preseason.
First,
you know how he gets before
broadcast.
The preseason games. He has to know everybody's name and number
and
all cramming. That.
But he's filled in for people the day he was doing the game.
But he was ready at that point. I think that you're right. This is crunch.
He hasn't had a lot of practices either, so he hasn't been able to get down there.
And also, do you know how tough it is to go from doing television play-by-play to doing radio? I mean, I got to think that's got to be five times
as hard. He's been doing this.
And I think he did Sports Final last night, which went till 12:30.
He hasn't been on the show in well before the Patriots camp started.
That is true.
Yeah.
I think even during like all of our vacation time.
He never
vacation
filled
at the same
in.
Time, though. Yeah, he was on vacation the same
time. He was unavailable on a vacation as well, and he went down to the Cape League. I know.
One of us was out for like 3 months.
I don't even care. I just want him on this morning for 2 minutes. I just need to hear the joy in his voice, because if anyone is covered in peanut butter right now, it is Dan Roach, and I want
to
hear it.
Well, we don't know if we have so much to get to. I don't know if we'll have time, but we will have meet the next two townies in our ultimate townie test coming up in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Real quick, Fred, I'm excited about tomorrow because kind of along lines of what we're going to be doing next. Nick went down to the casting for the brand new Mark Wahlberg movie where they said they were looking for tough guys with tough faces. And Nick talked to these people just to make sure that they were indeed tough enough.
Okay.
To be with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous Thunderbirds kind of day.
I think it is. So have you seen the pictures that have come out of this? I guess like a lot of news like covered this.
No, I have not.
Oh, we're talking tough stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, he wanted down dirty Boston people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, listen, we're doing the Ultimate Townie Contest. If you think you're the Ultimate Townie, tweet a video to at Toucher and Rich and use the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. In 2 minutes or less, show us why you are the ultimate townie, and we got to get them by 8 a.m. Sequel, you're too late. You're done. There you go. So that's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it was that.
Yep.
All right, so we are meeting two of them today.
Yep, they are both here, and I'm very excited about both of them.
Okay.
I'm very excited because one of them is somebody that you may have already seen their picture, because there's a photo that this person posed for that went viral.
Oh.
And I didn't realize that this was that person.
Okay.
The other person is somebody that I've already warned Dan, our producer. His best friend emailed me and said, hey, just want to give you a heads up. This guy swears a lot. And you might need to tell him not to swear. And when I say tell him, you need to tell him explicitly not to swear.
Okay.
So Dan is going to be ready on the old delay button. Now, we can only like dump it three times. And when that happens, you just have to stop and you got to go to commercial or whatever. So
yeah, I'm going to have to turn the mics off.
So almost ripping off from, because I know like O&A did something like this. I think that if we run out of delay, we're just going to have to play the Curly Shuffle from John Wall.
You're not ripping off O&A. That was a management edict. They one time had Otto and George, this guy who was a ventriloquist. Mm-hmm. And they go, hey, Otto and George, and then went right into Jump.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to do it. Something needs to be playing while the delay gets back up.
Sure. Right, so I have to be very careful about the mics.
So if you hear, well, Dan will be taking care of the delay. So just know that.
No, but I got to pull the mics down.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just be careful.
Because we're literally going to play the Curly Shuffle until they come back.
Yeah. Right. Until we get the delay back. So if you hear the Curly Shuffle, Wallach's in the Curly Shuffle, that means that we used all of our delays. And we had to dump out the maximum amount of time.
Yeah, I would prefer not to do that.
I would prefer that too. And we're going to make sure that we tell these people in advance, you can't swear on the radio.
I'd prefer the joke not to be Wallach's Curly Shuffle playing for 2 minutes while the dump comes back.
Well, that's what it might have to be. We can't control it if that's the case.
All right. Well, if it gets to that, we're kicking him out. If he can't control himself for the segment, he's got to go.
Depends on how charming he is up to that point. Whether he wins the hearts of our listeners.
So, okay. So we go to the... Tell him not to swear. It's not the hardest thing in the world. I swear all the time, and I can manage to get through the show without doing it. No commercials here, just headlines, and we'll meet our two townie contestants.